Hello, sunshine. Hope you had an awesome weekend. Here's a quick thought to start your Monday motivation off right. While you are chasing your dreams and your goals and your happiness, stop being concerned about people who aren't concerned about you. Will the haters and doubters be around? No doubt. But if you put those blinders on and stay focused on your purpose and on the people who accept you, nothing can stop you. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. And we start today in Japan, where the country with the world's third largest economy is now fully in the space race after becoming the latest nation to land a spacecraft on the moon. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, or JAXA, says its uncrewed robotic explorer called SLIM, which stands for the Smart Lander for Investigating the Moon, made a soft landing on the lunar surface. But the agency says the mission may end earlier than expected because the spacecraft's solar cell is not producing enough electricity. The lander's battery power is so limited that JAXA believes it might only last for several hours. As the agency continues to examine the latest data on the cause of the lander's solar cell issue, space officials believe SLIM is actually not pointing in the correct direction. The Japanese Space Agency, however, still declared this mission a minimum success due to the fact that this was a precise soft lunar landing. Japan is now the fifth nation in history to land on the moon, joining the United States, China, India, and the former Soviet Union. Japan is looking to make even more strides in the great space race, as Japanese astronauts may be teaming up with NASA's Artemis program on a mission that looks to land the first woman and first person of color on the moon. Our space and defense correspondent Kristen Fisher has more.
Well, the good news is that Japan's Moon Sniper lunar lander has touched down on the surface of the moon, but there's a problem, and the problem is that it's having a tough time generating power. There's an issue with one of the lunar lander's solar cells, and so Japan Space Agency, JAXA, is working right now troubleshooting. They're trying to fix it, and there is a chance that it could be fixed. We may just have to wait until the sun actually moves position and can reach those solar cells, but it's just too soon to say. We're going to have to wait, but the good news is that Japan was able to pull off this very complex mission. Just landing a spacecraft on the moon is something that only four other countries have been able to do, only two others in this century, China and India. Even the United States hasn't been able to do it, or haven't even really tried, since the end of the Apollo program back in 1972. So a big step forward for Japan and its space agency, but still too soon to say if this mission is fully a success. That's going to take a bit of time. The other thing that's too soon to determine is if this lunar lander is going to live up to its name as the Moon Sniper, because it was going for a really precise target.
For our next story, we take you just outside of Hong Kong, where a photographer found a way to showcase the beauty of nature that's often concealed during the day. Our Christy Lou Stout strapped a flashlight to her head and went on a nighttime trek in the wilderness to hunt for critters that coexist in the midst of the massive city nearby.
Every night, Hong Kong's iconic skyline stars in its own show, a spectacle of lasers and steel in one of the most densely populated places on Earth. Less than 20 kilometers away, another curtain opens to reveal a natural world often forgotten in the dark.
We're in Tsing Mun Country Park. In the daytime, this is an area very popular for hikers, but at nighttime, that's when the creatures come out. What are you hoping it will find tonight?
I'm hoping to find a couple of snakes and any other aquatic creatures.
Leading our nocturnal safari, Hong Kong British educator and photographer Lawrence Hilton. In the darkness of night, Hilton has captured images of birds like this quizzical collared Scops owl, insects like the Atlas moth, and snakes like this white-lipped pit viper.
My favorite are snakes and spiders. However, I try and go for anything that I can get my camera up against.
Hilton says he photographs the animals as he encounters them, with minimal impact to them or the environment.
Oh, they won't come out. That's okay.
So we're on our way to the stream?
Yeah, we are.
And looking for snakes along the way.
Wandering past water buffalo at rest, we encounter warty newts at play.
Oh, yes, right there. Two of them.
A huntsman spider shows off its mysterious beauty as a monkey watches from above. It takes patience and a passion for every creature, big and small.
Watch your step.
Trekking in the dark is not easy. You have to watch your feet. And always keep your eyes open.
We have relatively pristine streamways, which is quite rare for Hong Kong. Also, it's far away enough from civilization that wildlife can live without too much disturbance from us.
Hong Kong is home to an astonishing array of wildlife, with many creatures emerging only at night. Some 40% of the territory is protected parkland. But here and around the world, poaching and urbanization are destroying safe havens.
We have lost on average almost 70% of our wildlife populations since the 1970s. And that by itself tells you we are not doing too well protecting the planet globally.
At the end of this century, it's estimated up to 33 million hectares of natural habitat will be lost as a result of urban development. That's more than the size of the U.S. state of New Mexico. Lawrence says his mission is to promote conservation through photography.
We have a lot of trekkers who visit this area, and fear of snakes and fear of the unknown makes people do silly things. And hopefully someday in the future, everyone can just enjoy nature.
Nearing midnight, we spot a rare Futsing wolf snake. Non-venomous, nocturnal, and extremely rare in Hong Kong. Bearing witness to the richness of nature in the backyard of a global metropolis.
Bye-bye.
Pop quiz, hotshot! Which of these legendary artists was a feature member of the group of musicians and actors known as the Rat Pack? Tony Bennett, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, or Elvis Presley? Hubba hubba. Congrats! If you said Frank Sinatra, the leader of this group of entertainers that appeared on stage and in films in the 1950s and 60s. All right, squeak hearts, I don't mean to be cheesy, but today's story getting a 10 out of 10 is pretty rat-markable. Jeannie Mose takes us to Chicago, where a hole in the ground is raising a whole lot of questions.
Move over, New York, with your bagel-loving rats. A long-gone Chicago rat is making a deep impression. Thanks to artist Winslow Dumain.
They're starting to call me Rat Hole Guy, so...
In early January, a friend told Winslow about the rat imprint on Chicago's north side. His reaction?
Immediate laughter.
He ratted out the rat hole by posting this photo, and now people are making pilgrimages to the imprint, posing, leaving money and flowers, even a fake mouse. Residents say the rat hole has been around for more than 20 years.
But is it a rat?
Okay. It's probably a squirrel. It has like the wide hips and the long claws of a squirrel.
Whatever it was, one state representative is touting it as the jewel of the 11th district.
The Chicago Rat Hole.
But everyone is wondering, did he, get out? Optimists say you can see paw prints.
Leading away from the splat hole?
It's become the Wile E. Coyote of Chicago. Let's let the leader of the Rat Pack salute the city's latest tourist attraction.
It's my kind of town, Chicago.
All right, this rat hole is credited with bringing the whole community together. Winslow Dumain, who spoke with Jeannie there, posted a photo on Saturday showing a wedding proposal that happened at the rat hole. Thanks to everyone who reached out on social media this weekend at Koi Wire and to all of our CNN 10 YouTube subscribers. We're showing love today with shout out time. Indianapolis, Indiana, Ben Davis High School. Go Giants. Rise up. Lovely people, go on out and make it awesome. Awesome today. I'm Koi Wire and we are CNN 10.